into the ceiling and you look at that and you think, oh boy, I hope we don't have to put a new roof on the house. Not the time to want to be doing that, especially with lumber prices where they're at. Usually it's just a simple repair. Jones Brothers will come out, trace the origin of the leak, reseal that area, send a touch-up painter to get rid of the hideous stain, and you move on with your life. It's great. I had a friend of mine who was looking to do replacement windows and doors and sent me a note. Who do I call? Who do you recommend? I recommend Jones Brothers because we've used them for replacement windows and doors. And not only do they have a quality product that I think at a very fair price, their installations are perfection. They really are. From paint matching to every other detail, absolutely the best. JBRoof.com to see all the services they offer, including a new roof, but they'll never try to sell you one unless you really need it. 800-264-8009 or JBRoof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, they are still working an accident East South Boulevard in front of Baptist. Happened a little earlier this morning, but still showing as active. Also, Alabama 126, that's going to be just off Chantilly Boulevard at Pike Road Self-Storage. Very busy spot this time of the morning, folks, getting out onto Chantilly from there. Around the boulevard, not looking too bad. We're light to moderate everywhere, I-65 and 85, no problems there. Buckle up, and we'll keep you updated. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has over 100 pre-owned Toyotas on the lot and even some 2021s. The name says it all, Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Jeff Branca from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
Mike, what's your favorite Chappie's Deli sandwich?
Tough to say. The New York pastrami. No, the Buffalo City. No, the club.
Exactly how many sandwiches have you tried, Mike?
All of them. Maybe twice or three times each.
Can we stop for just a moment? At Guardian Credit Union, we know life happens. It can be difficult, exhausting, and sometimes scary. We want you to know that we're here for you. Our friendly team at Guardian truly cares and is ready to listen to your needs, and most importantly, are genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
July 27th is Take Your Houseplants for a Walk Day. It's also Take Your Pants for a Walk Day and Walk on Stilts Day. Okay, first, put on some pants. Didn't know that about me, did you? Next, I'll grab my Fern Freddy, climb on these stilts. Now, it's time to go for a Oh, Freddy! Just take your houseplants for a walk today, okay? It's a lot safer.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's the 7 o'clock hour. Here's...
with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
As the coronavirus Delta variant continues to spread, almost 60 leading medical and healthcare organizations urging healthcare facilities to require their workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. America's combat mission in Iraq to end later this year. The 2,500 American troops now in Iraq will not necessarily be leaving that country, though. Instead, they'll take on a new role, that of training and advising Iraqi forces. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law could face life in prison following his conviction. Retired Senator Mike Enzi has died. The Wyoming Republican, hospitalized with a broken neck and ribs following a bicycle accident Friday, died yesterday in Colorado. Mike Enzi was 77 years old. More details at SRNNews.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Well, you are number 3, and I see you up there on the podium. Not even in second place. Seems you got beat. They will not play your national anthem. You brought your country lots of shame. Got a bronze, not a gold, just a bronze. Got a bronze, almost won, but you lost.
Coming up, our updated metal count. I'm just talking to
people. That's so clever.
Yeah. That'll be right after Rich's forecast here in a moment. I came up with a conundrum that I am so excited about. I wish it was 8 o'clock so we could do it. You win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And, of course, with random facts just ahead, you can pay attention and play our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. I'll have the specials for the week for you in just a moment. Right now, though, it is 7:10.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Well, we have a very interesting weather day in that there's a few things going on. One of them is a heat advisory that is in effect. That's the first heat advisory of the summer so far. But I don't think it's the last we're going to see this week. Heat index today is high. high as 106 with a high temperature in the mid-80s, and big heat can produce big storms. Showers and thunderstorms will be rather numerous today. Many towns will get wet. A couple of stronger storms certainly possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with radar, future radar. You'll be able to see where the lightning is, too. You can turn that layer on as well. The risk continues into the nighttime hours tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, with the high in the mid-90s again, triple-digit heat indices, more scattered storms around. And then we'll be in the upper 90s, I think, Thursday and Friday. Definitely the hottest week of the summer so far, with dangerous heat indices. Right now this morning, 77 degrees with 94% humidity at 7-Eleven.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Just a reminder that July 27th is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. This is a day we celebrate their unique sound. Bagpipes date back to the 13th century. These instruments have been mostly associated with Scottish Highlands. And would you shut that damn thing off? Thank you. And happy Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
I almost rather listen to a cat warble. You don't have to wait till later to hear that. That's the biggest hit on the radio station these days. It is 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. I mentioned random facts coming up with Jane, a chance to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and I wanted to let you know.
The big show.
I'm going to sound like Dr. Evil. Oh, speaking of Jeff Bezos, he is not an astronaut. The Federal Aviation Administration set new rules concerning commercial space-age astronaut wings. This was issued on the anniversary of the moon landing and the same day that Bezos and the Blue Origin rocket made history. He went 62 miles above sea level to earn the wings. The FAA now states that passengers must have demonstrated activities during flight that were essential to public safety or contributed to human spaceflight safety, given that the automation of Blue Origin, he does not meet the criteria, so Jeff Bezos loses one. He is not an astronaut.
I wonder if he'd go get his money back.
Well, maybe, you know, these guys, he'll probably want to come up with a way that he can get that classification.
I'm sure he will.
I would think. Speaking of space, did you hear about these two meteor showers coming up this week, Wednesday night into Thursday?
Well, the big one is in August.
That's the Perseid, right?
Right, yeah.
You know who used to make a big fuss with that every year? Don No.
Oh, yeah?
That's the guy that Rich and I both know.
Down in Miami.
I wouldn't call him the Rich Thomas of South Florida, but close to it.
He was there for a long time.
He was. Yeah. And everybody liked the guy. The showers that are unfolding during the last week of July, the Southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids. So there.
I'll do some more investigating about that. They aren't the biggest ones of the year, but the one in August, yeah, that's a big deal.
Of course, if you want to see them year-round, go out to Devil's Tower in Wyoming, and on a clear night, just look up. You will see...
Oh, man, it's breathtaking.
Crazy. It's just amazing what's really going on when you don't have ambient light and other things obscuring the view. Specials at Food Outlet this week, and they're good through today. You know, I call it your inflation, deflation, grocery nation for a reason. Not just because it's cost plus 10 throughout the store, but they have specials every week. Stock up on ribeye steak, one of the best cuts, $7.95 a pound. Try and find it for under 10 anywhere. I dare you. Black Label sliced bacon by Hormel, $4.99 a package. Mayfield ice cream, the little pints are a buck each, your favorite flavor, no limit. And Bluebell ice cream, if you want a little competition, $4.98 for the full half gallon. Red ripe tomatoes, if you're not growing your own, 90 cents a pound. That's an awesome price. And Coca-Cola 2-liter bottles, all brands, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, $1.09 each. Food Outlet with three locations to serve you, including Millbrook on Highway 14, on Main Street in the Preferred Community, west of 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. I'll see you at that one about 7:30 Sunday morning, like I am every week. at Food Outlet now, and getting close to my 10th year as a Food Outlet shopper.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get a medal or something?
A participation receipt every week when I go. That's what I get.
Participation receipt.
7:15, here's your local news, and then the medal count.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with the murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
All right, this was a big hit with listeners yesterday. A new way to present the medal count.
The 2020 Tokyo Games medal count. USA, 8 gold medals. Japan, 8 gold medals. China, 6 gold medals. The UK, 4 gold medals.
Sound like Merv Griffin at the end there. All right, I do not have, this is shocking, I do not have a convoluted intro for Random Fact Check.
I thought you said you did.
A conundrum.
Oh, he's got a conundrum.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of sync today, but I've got like one, two. Like,
put all his effort in the conundrum and has no gas in the tank left for random for a convoluted intro.
See, when you take things out of order like that.
I have 2 minutes to come up with something.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents Martina McBride.
Today is July 27th. Take your houseplant for a walk day. Take a stroll around the block with your ficus. It won't accomplish much other than making your cat lady neighbor seem a little less crazy on Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
Well, that might have been one of them, but I double struck, so let's go back to Bubba, who we so rudely interrupted. I did.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents Martina McBride live August 14th at Riverwalk Stadium.
On Independence Day.
Don't miss multiple CMA and ACM award winner Martina McBride live.
With a broken wing.
Joining Martina McBride will be special guest the Wilson Brothers Band. Gates open at 5 p.m. The show starts at 7. Tickets only $30. Available at MontgomeryAL.gov. Martina McBride live Saturday, August 14th. Riverwalk Stadium. Sponsored by Batman Budweiser Embassy Suites and Blue Water Broadcasting.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand the words you just said.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stop the show, hit the lights. Crank the tunes and crack the mics. And we'll have something important to say when our hangovers fade away. Out of bed, pour a cup. Grab your knob and turn us up. Radio you cannot miss. There's no other show quite like this. There's no other show quite like this.
And now,
it just bugs me when I don't have a convoluted intro to
random facts from Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
That's called a save.
There you go.
Shot to save.
Did you know? In 2013, a 19-year-old woman in Canada gave birth to a boy. That boy met his 34-year-old grandmother. He then met his 51-year-old great-grandmother, his 68-year-old great-great-grandmother, and his 86-year-old great-great-great-grandmother.
Okay, now I need, give me a number.
I thought this happened in Prattville.
Hey, so she was, how old was she when she gave birth?
She was 19.
She was 19, and yeah. She gives birth to a boy, and how many greats did you say?
He has three greats. He has a great-great-great-grandmother.
Who was how old?
86.
So he has four grandmothers?
One, two, three. Yeah, four grandmothers, okay. Yes.
All right.
Yep.
I just want to get that straight. Thank you, sir.
Did you know that the fireflies that we are seeing in our... You see them fireflies in your backyard? You
not
seen,
this year, not
I've
yet.
Seen them in ours.
I've been hearing about them.
Take the dogs out to, you know, do their business, and we'll see the fireflies going around. Yeah. But anyway, the ones that we're seeing in our backyards this summer are from eggs that were laid in 2019. And they will be the parents of fireflies that we won't see until 2023. So, just basically, the whole thing is that firefly eggs take 2 years to hatch.
So, are we, there's no fireflies next year because nobody...
Oh, no, there will be. It's just that they'll lay, you know, it's just that
these current ones...
The current ones were born, the eggs were laid 2 years ago.
But growing up in Ohio, it seems like there was fireflies all
every
summer
year,
long.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of them. I think we've extincted them.
We've extincted them? Did you know the whole idea that War of the Worlds caused a massive panic or something like that is completely a myth?
It is?
It is. It was one that was manufactured by newspapers at the time to discredit radio.
Oh. We don't need any help from the newspapers to do that.
It's very controversial, and Orson Welles was... he was on the hot seat. You know, he was like 21, 22 years old?
Yeah. Newspapers created the whole thing about War of the Worlds causing a panic so that they could discredit radio as a form of news or information.
But people were not committing suicide and...
Nothing was going wrong. The Hooper radio ratings at the time credited that only 2%... of radio listeners listened to that War of the Worlds broadcast.
I forget what was on NBC at the time, but a lot of people, it was Edward Bergen.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of people missed the opening disclaimer mm-hmm. And if they did go to CBS.
Yeah. And then it went viral. Yeah.
Well, it didn't cause a panic, apparently. That was just something newspapers, you know, cooked up the next day to discredit radio. Did you know the FICO credit score was started in 1989, which seems very recent to me for some reason.
Yeah, it is.
Feels like it's been around longer than that.
I know.
Yeah. People before then used to be able to get approved for a mortgage with a letter of recommendation from their priest because they had no way to check your credit. There was no way to, you know... I say they had no way to check your credit. Basically, I guess if you owned like a car and a house or something like that, that was enough for them to think, okay, you're good.
When I was in my 20s and 30s, my score was not all that great. It's pretty good now, but it keeps you from those great rates.
Yeah. Did you know that bees have been shown to detect and respond to more than 60 different odors, including being able to detect lung and skin cancers, diabetes, and somehow can confirm pregnancy. I have no idea how that happens, how that works, but that's what has been said. Did you know that we're sticking with animals on this one, but sea slugs... Some sea slugs are able to remove their own heads and regrow the rest of their bodies if they're trying to escape, something that's going on. They'll be able to pop their heads off and then grow the rest of their body back. That's a pretty interesting thing an animal can do.
That is.
And does it hurt? Is it one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to die, but this is really going to hurt when I remove my head in order to regrow my body? Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about a song from the 90s that was based on a TV show. We'll talk about Vietnam. We will talk about a movie theater company that was a different company before it was a movie theater company. It was a very famous company before it was a movie theater company. We'll also talk about the Mandalorian on Disney.
Hey, when is that coming back?
I don't know. I don't think it's this year. I don't think it's this year.
Nerd shows, isn't it?
No, it's a pretty good Star Wars franchise.
Bozo.
No, that's Star Trek.
And we'll also talk about a species in New Zealand. It's like a iguana type species in New Zealand. We'll tell you a little interesting fact about that as well. That's coming up on Random Facts.
You know, if real estate were an Olympic event, you know who would be the gold medal winner?
I want to say Eddie Bader.
Eddie Bader.
Yeah.
4 houses sold.
But seriously, if you want that Olympian effort, look, when you're giving somebody your home to market, you want to know that they're on it, like, literally every waking second. You want somebody with the experience how to show off a house so that it will attract the eye, curb appeal, however you want to call it, whether that's in a photograph, on a web page, or when somebody pulls up to take a look at the home. It seems like every time I see Eddie, he has either just been to or coming back from a closing because he works his butt off. I mean, isn't that what you want when you hire anybody for a particular service? In this market, you want a guy who's had a track record of not only hitting the initial asking price, but developing and generating enough interest to bid that price to a higher level. And a guy who will absolutely appreciate your business. Now, he and Pam Edwards formed EXP Realty. I would strongly suggest if you're considering putting your house on the market, you reach out to them at 322-0662 and get that gold medal effort. If you're looking to buy, he knows the market. I've never asked Eddie a question about, hey, what's available in Prattville or Millbrook or Deetsville? He knows without having to look it up. That's how in touch with the market he is, how he studies it. So, and plus, it's kind of an anxious time when you're buying or selling a house. He's got the perfect personality to help you navigate that anxiety. Eddie Bader and EXP Realty, along with Pam Edwards, 322-0662, because you are better with Bader. Traffic, 728.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got some congestion now around the city. We're still really overall light to moderate. We don't have anything that's really going to slow you down anywhere this morning. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery, but no real problems anywhere. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka, they are doing resurfacing again on Highway 31 above Prattville to the Pine Level exit again today, and that's a bit of a bummer. Expect delays right there and keep it here for updates. Trenum State joining with Alabama Power, Alabama Rural Electric Association, Central Alabama Electric Co-op, and Dixie Electric to provide a new line worker training program. Call Trenum State about the line worker training program. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road and the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way. Or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you. So come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earn at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Guardian Credit Union.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a warning, this convoluted intro will be tough.
Updating the wrongs of past comedy, this is A Woke Joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Not the who.
Not the police. No knock warrants violate our civil rights.
This has been A Woke Joke.
And now,
knock knock, who's there? Random who?
Random facts.
That worked.
That was smooth.
That really, really worked. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm going home.
Okay. Did you know? Back in 1990, actually, I thought it was like kind of in the middle of the 90s, I guess, or maybe it was early 90s, which, I mean, 90 is early 90s, but 1990, there was a chart-topping hit called Do the Bartman.
Yeah.
Based on The Simpsons.
I remember it.
It was sung by the voice actor for Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright. However, it was written and produced by Michael Jackson himself.
No is kidding. That right?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Never heard that one before.
What year was it again?
1990.
Well, I bet not even Skipper knew that.
He won't admit it.
That was meant as a compliment. It
was. Yeah, I'm kidding, too.
Did you know that Vietnam actually kept the American embassy in Saigon and gave it back to the United States when they returned in 1995? The USA then decided to demolish it themselves in 1998. The one in Saigon, anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, currently what? Ho Chi Minh City, right?
I think you're right, yeah. Did you know the Reading Company is now a movie theater operator? I've never heard of them. But before that, what do you think they did?
The Reading Company?
Yeah.
Got me.
Very famous.
I don't know.
Think of a board game.
Monopoly?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought that was Milton Bradley. No?
What do you mean? No, the Reading Company. They own the railroad.
Oh.
Yes.
See? You got fooled.
I won't get fooled.
Not
again.
Me. Well, that's a great idea for a song title.
No.
Yeah, the Reading Company sold off all of its railroad assets in the 1970s and now operates movie theaters. Probably should have stuck with the railroad since I've never been to a Reading movie theater.
I know.
Did you know the voice of Baby Yoda, Grogu, which is the name they gave him, the voice and sounds that he makes were created using a combination of adult and infant vocals, as well as recordings of a bat-eared fox and a kinkajou. I don't know what a kinkajou is.
I don't know either.
But there is a joke in there somewhere. the puppet for little Baby Yoda cost about $5 million to make.
Is that right?
$5 million.
Oh my gosh! That's in Mandalorian. That Baby Yoda.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
I thought that was Star Wars.
That is Star Wars.
Well, what's Star Wars and Mandalorian?
Mandalorian is a.
He's a.
Is that the car they drive to go to the future?
It's a race. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Bozos.
With Doc Vader. and Marty Skywalker. Or Luke McFly.
Mick Yoda.
And finally, did you know the Tuatara is a species native to New Zealand, and it has three eyes. It is a three-eyed tuatara. It is a separate order from all other living reptiles, although it seems to look like an iguana type thing. And they have the same physical characteristics for over 20,000 years. They were referred to as a living fossil for how old they are.
Somebody called me that last week.
It was Ryan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Tuatara, I'm going to give you a little picture of this guy. You can't see the third eye. The third eye is basically, and I would have to show you an up-close spot on its forehead. It's just this, it's a spot. You can see it. It sticks out from everything else. It's small, but it...
The third eye blind?
Yeah.
You beat me by 1 second on that line. One freaking second.
But it's light, you know, it absorbs light, it looks at light, that sort of thing. It receives information. And so it is it's a third eye. But yeah, they look like little baby iguanas. This is what they look like.
And where are they indigenous to?
New Zealand.
Huh.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are your random facts.
All right. They're going to get together and cook up a pop quiz question. When you call, even if you don't win, stick around and do a follow-up so you can qualify for our grand prize drawing, which is coming up on Friday. At BrianJewelry.com, something you might want to check out, and I love this because Janelle has a very similar bracelet, and she loves it. The item of the month. Thanks. And for $90, this paperclip bracelet with sparkle is 18 karat yellow gold, as the extra charm of the additional sparkle, and is a great gift. Janelle loves her so much, I actually thought she was going to have a nervous breakdown when it needed a repair. That's the one that she wasn't careless with it. It just fell awkwardly and landed on top of something that was plugged in, and it got a little zapped. So the link had to be replaced. And, of course, you bring it to the precision surgeons at Brian Jewelry,
right. And
it gets fixed. That's the thing. You buy anything from Brian Jewelry, you've got free care and cleaning on it for the rest of the time that you own it. It's just one of many ways you can enjoy the website. While you're at BrianJewelry.com, check out flexible financing options, layaway programs, and a chance to sign up for their club and enjoy $100 off a $200 or higher purchase in-store. All of that available at BrianJewelry.com. The expertise of the people going back 7 decades. Available at the location at 1778 East Main. love working with you, and it's never too early to get started on thinking about Christmas and that one special person you really want to impress. By the way, for birthdays, anniversaries, and other occasions, the Roll Tide War Eagle Showcase is another great option at Brian Jewelry. Start at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get that $10 food outlet pop quiz question from Quizmaster Jay.
There we go. Now you can hear me.
I'd answer the phone.
Yeah, I understand. So here's your question. This Rich sent this question in. I'm going to use his question.
Rich who?
Rich Thomas. Little Richie Thomas. Little Rick Thomas over there.
Yeah, Rick. Get that all the time.
Watch you all the time, Rick. Yeah, how long you been watching?
So here's the way this is going to work. I'm going to ask the question, and it's an easy question. I say that. It's from our very first random fact. How many grandmothers did that boy in Canada have? The woman gave birth. She was 19 years old. How many grandmothers did he have? If you get that right, that's great. You'll win the prize. If you can tell me the ages of those grandmothers.
Write that down.
If you can give me those ages, I'm going to put your name in for everyone you get right. As for an extra drawing in the thing.
So you can get one right and get an extra.
Yeah, you're going to get the question right, but if you can give me the ages, I will give you an extra entry for every age you get correct.
I wrote down one.
So have somebody blow a torpedo-sized ginkgo down your throat and call us at 272-9228. 272-9228. We are standing by for your calls right now. And line them up while we're checking traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, checking the highways for you this morning. A lot of inbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown Norman Bridge. Getting a lot of cars off the Eastern Boulevard. A lot of folks coming in on Highway 331 to take that route downtown. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery, but we have no new accidents to tell you about. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, all looking good. They are resurfacing on Highway 31 again above Prattville today. From just above Prattville to the Pine Level exit. Invisible Fence is the system to keep your pet safe and at home at the professional training by Vicky. Now that makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All right. Let's see if Don, how many I can win the prize and get some additional entries in the grand prize drawing. Don, good morning.
Good morning. He had four grandmothers.
That's correct. Oh, yep. Winner. Yep.
Okay. Let's go for the ages.
Do you know any?
I'm not going to know that. I missed the first one. I know one was 51, one was 86. Mm. I'm
86 is correct. Was 51 correct?
51 was correct as well.
So guess what?
So you got two extra entries in there. On top of the one just for calling in. So you're in there three times.
Yeah. Is 38 the other one?
38 was not the other one. Can you just throw out two other ages, Don, just to see if you get them right?
It seemed like 36 maybe when it was the first one.
No, the first one was 34. And okay. Then give me all one right. More age that you think one of them was.
What about 104?
No. 86 was the highest. Yeah, so it was 34, 51, 68, and 86.
No. Well, that was good. You did really
you
well.
You really did good, Don. You did great.
Excellent.
Hang on. Thanks. And you're also on your way to Food Outlet with a $10 head start.
Now, let me ask you a backup question. Fireflies that lay eggs this summer will produce fireflies in what year?
2023.
You are correct. You give me an extra entry.
Mighty generous with those grand prizes, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
744.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
This is serious business. We have a heat advisory in effect for today. It's not going to be much different than yesterday, but we are crossing over the threshold. 105 is where they draw the line there. Heat indices today as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms will become rather rather numerous. As you've heard me say for years, big heat can produce big storms. Many towns will get wet today. A couple of stronger storms certainly possible. The risk of storms continues into the nighttime hours tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, with a heat index into triple digits again, we'll be in the mid-90s with more scattered storms. Then upper 90s on Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. So this is going to be rearing its ugly head all week. The hottest week of the summer so far. Right now this morning, with incredible humidity out there, temperature is 77 at 7:45.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Do either of you guys suffer from FOMO?
What is FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes. Yes. It depends on what it's related to. I do have a bit of FOMO sometimes.
I may
sometimes.
Have some help for you next hour, if time permits. And seven phrases with extra words that we use to sound smart but actually make us sound dumb when you look at what they are.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So this is really an educational show.
Yeah. Your conundrum is right under that pile that you just laid down there, so just letting you know. So you
yeah, I got a great
it.
Conundrum.
I know. I just don't want you to lose it, because I know it's on paper, and that we know how paper and you...
I can't give you a hint on it.
It has something to do with David Lamb and who he looks like?
You know, I may do that.
Great.
Just because I really believe...
Look what you did, Rich.
He reminds me of somebody famous. And I don't think it's a stretch either.
But you haven't told us who, so we could tell you if it's not a stretch or not.
Why should I tell you guys anything?
No. This should be going on for weeks.
You never tell me anything.
No, I'm telling Mom.
I was just... we got animal stories coming up, and a couple left over from yesterday I did not want to miss. So all of that chaos is just ahead. You'll have a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card a little bit later this morning. Right now it is 7:47. Logan News.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with the murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Protect your home with landscape and security lighting from our licensed and trusted electricians. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba, the news elephant. Wake up, Chase. Time for animal stories. These are true tales that, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Creature features ahead. Wolfman to the vocal.
Oh, that was good.
Nice recovery, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
This is an interesting study. Whether it's human, dog, or even rat, newborn mammals have the capacity to understand and make visual sense of the world upon opening their eyes for the very first time. Now, the question you may be asking at this point is,
why?
Do they have that skill? Researchers from Yale, if you trust any Ivy League school for anything, are offering up an explanation. Before birth, mammals dream about the world they're eventually going to enter.
Is that right?
Study authors conceived this fascinating and thought-provoking theory after observing waves of activity within the neonatal retinas of a group of mice who hadn't opened their eyes for the first time yet. Upon birth, this activity ceases quickly, and a more mature network of visual stimuli begins transmitting to the brain, where mammals further encode and store the information.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Neither do I. I'm just a reporter.
I learned so much from this radio program.
I know. You should use this program when you have to give... answer the question like, some college, did you graduate high school? Well, no, but I listen to News Talk in the morning and I've learned all kinds of useless crap.
And I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
We're better than that. Police in British Columbia responded Thursday to a report of an alligator loose inside a high-rise condo building. But when they arrived, Constable Jason Duchette... I wouldn't want that for a last name. Because... how are they going to contract that? Jason Duchette of the Vancouver Police Department said officers were dispatched to a condominium building in which a woman reported she was hiding in a stairwell from a loose alligator in the building.
In Vancouver?
In Vancouver. Officers were subsequently relieved to find that the alligator was a realistic fake, a gold-colored sculpture. The sculpture, while the wrong color for an alligator, was sufficiently detailed to cause this person to panic. Running up a secluded stairwell, rounding the corner, and suddenly coming face to face with this, well, clean up aisle one for me, he wrote. And those are your animal stories. I had other stuff, but it makes Jay happy to hear the other stuff. Actually, there's one about a crab fisherman. He was having lunch in Thailand. He was having a boiled seafood meal when he was slicing off the cooked meat, he hit on something hard and found a pearl. Not just any pearl, but a bright yellow-orange pearl, which turned out to be a rare Milo pearl worth $350,000.
Wow. So, I was in a restaurant the other day, and it says, due to the national crab meat shortage, I didn't know it. And they said that we will be serving salmon for it instead. So, I didn't know there was a national crab meat shortage.
I hadn't heard about that.
I know there's a national change shortage. Why is that? Does that have anything to do with the pandemic?
I think all of it does, and I think some of this is kind of... I mean, we still have an employee shortage, which is affecting everything. That Waffle House that just opened, that right? took time for them to find people to staff
did.
And run it.
So did the new one opening that opened yesterday in... And East Chase, the Buffalo Cafe, that took a while. And Dreamland near my house
took a while
because of trying to find people to work.
5 minutes before the top of the hour, there's a company in Wetumpka we've had for a long-term sponsor for Free Speech and Talk Radio, and it's appropriate in that many of their clients are those who fought to protect our right to free speech. And that's Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Yes, a big number of their clients are folks who are wounded warriors who require that extra assist so they can lead a choice-filled life. That's what they do. Gulf States Mobility assesses and offers pre-owned or new wheelchair-accessible vans. It also offers conversions to eligible vans or trucks and, of course, customized motorized equipment of all types. They're also the dealership for VMI wheelchair vans, and they have one of the largest and most efficient service departments in the Southeast. Certified technicians who can service wheelchair accessible vans, wheelchairs, lifts, and chairs from customers not only in Alabama but surrounding states. They also offer sales and installation for stair lifts and other home modifications that offer a more mobile and choice-filled lifestyle. Gulf States Mobility, a local veteran-owned company helping veterans and civilians since 1999. You can reach out to them at 334-514-6590 to see how they can assist you in answering any questions and solving any problems that are mobility related. We are closing in on the 8 o'clock hour. We do have a conundrum coming up that will help you win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And I think it's going to be, it's going to be one that's easy to participate in.
David Lamb is not eligible.
No. But we will be looking for a particular type of animal. And we'll also have your metal count from the Olympics. That was a big hit yesterday. Menthol Meredith will return with another commentary and something on back-to-school supplies just ahead. 7:57.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, we are very busy all over the city right now. We've got pockets of congestion. Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive. At Madison Avenue into downtown, East Boulevard at I-85, Taylor Road's a bit busy. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Cars everywhere, but no new accidents. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated if anything happens. Reinhardt Toyota has new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at Lightstream.com.